It is time now for the Morning Munch, and joining us once again from Only Believe Ministries Christian Center in Botkins, Ohio, Pastor Peter Dosick. Good morning, Pastor.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Pretty good. What have you got for us this morning?
Well, this morning we're going to continue on looking at the fear of the Lord. Now, the fear of the Lord, remember, is born out of a revelation or discovery of the greatness of God's love for us. And then this fear, which is a reverential fear, it is a fear of his awesomeness. It is a fear of the magnitude of the depth of his love for us. And because he loves us in such a depth, we give him a free, submissive position of honor and rule in our life. Therefore, we fear the Lord. Fearing the Lord is a choice. You're not made to. It is a choice. And once you discover the depth of God's love, then what you do is you fear him. You submit yourself unto him and his ways, because in that love is the goodness of God and the abundant life. Now, he purchased that for us through the offering of his son. Therefore, we reverence, give him willful honor and position. We stand in awe of such sacrifice and devotion to lost mankind. Now, the Bible says in Job that, behold, the fear of the Lord is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. To fear the Lord is wisdom. The Bible says in Proverbs, the 12th chapter, that wisdom delivers from the snares of hell beneath. In other words, when we fear the Lord or submit to God and his way of doing things that have been revealed to us by his love in Christ, what happens is then we, as we honor that, as we step into it, as we apply it, we begin to be set free from the powers of the adversary. So, because when we start glorifying God, 2 Kings 17:39 says that the Lord your God, ye shall fear him, and he shall deliver you out of the house of bondage, or from the house or the hand of your enemy. That simply means that when we fear the Lord, submit to his rule in our life, remember, it's free will. You don't have to, but the rewards are boundless. So when we fear the Lord, give him his rightful place of due, he delivers us. He works for us. He rescues us. He delivers us from the snares of hell beneath. That word rescue, simply that word deliver, means to rescue. It means to snatch out of the way. It means to spoil your adversaries. And it means to destroy your enemies and recover you to the place of freedom. So when we fear the Lord, do things God's way, because of this honorary place that we have given God, then we understand that God works for us. And in Psalms 22 and 23, it says this: ye that fear the Lord, praise him, all ye seed of Jacob, and glorify him. Fear him, all ye seed of Israel. Now, the word praise there simply indicates, yes, we give God adoration and we give him acclamations and we proclaim what he has done and what he's about to do, because we have submitted unto his leadership, or we have been governed by the fear of the Lord, God's superior rule in our life. When that word praise comes in, it simply means to be steadfast. See, when our enemies come in, when they came in to Abraham, that Abraham was strong, giving glory unto God. In other words, he began to praise God. And when we fear the Lord, we are to stand. The enemy is going to come. Well, certainly he's going to come. We live in a war zone. We are soldiers of the cross. We are in a battle, and that we are fighting the adversary, not God, but the adversary. And so when the adversary starts coming, we that fear have given God a rightful place of honor, we refuse to bend or to bow. So our answer to the accusations, our answer to evidence that may be declaring that God is not faithful, or that it's not working, that it's not going to come to pass, our answer to them is steadfastness, unmovableness, and a putting up a wall, a defense against unbelief and doubt. And so when it talks about us giving God the praise, it means that when we fear the Lord, give him his rightful place, do things his way, fulfilling his judgments and his statutes, when we do that, and the enemy comes to challenge that, we take a stand. We stand so that we may see the salvation of the Lord. And we do it by giving him praise. Remember that out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, God hath ordained praise. That when we praise God, Psalms 8:2 on down through 5, we still, we lock up, we shackle, we make inactive the hands of the enemy. So as you fear the Lord today, you stand. You refuse to be moved. That is a declaration of the fear of the Lord in your life. And when you do, guess what? God's eyes are upon them that fear him. So bless the Lord, all ye that fear the Lord, for he is faithful. All righty, guys.
Amen.
That is what we got today.
All right. Great message. Thank you, Pastor. Can you pray for us?
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, the Bible declares to us, God, in your word, that who can find a faithful man? God, I believe that those that are listening desire to be faithful. That, God, they are people that have set themselves to fear the Lord. That, God, your ways are now taking place of their ways. That, God, they fear you. And that, God, they will be steadfast. They will be people that will resist and will not be drawn away. They will resist. They will not doubt. They will resist, God. They will not cave in. But, God, they shall see the salvation of the Lord, the deliverance of God, the blessing of God. As you have said, that those that fear the Lord, when they do, riches, honor, and blessing are theirs. In Proverbs 22. We thank you, Father, that you are with those that fear the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Peter Dosick of Only Believe Ministries Christian Center in Botkins, Ohio. Pastor, tell us about your church and what you got going on.
The church is just a great family of faith. It's where really it is a community where Jesus binds us together. Our faith binds us together. Our fear of the Lord binds us together. Our mission and our passion bind us together. And as we are bound together, we just gel into a family that cares one for another, loves one another, that has God's best and his priority as first and our focus in life, where people just come to worship God, to grow and to experience his presence. We meet every Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. We have something for every portion of your family. We have children's church from 2 years old on up to 18 years old, and all of the children's church, the teen center, and all that kind of stuff is just a rocking place. The children's church itself has about 22,000 square foot. So it's exciting, and the teens have their own gym and their own place of worship and their own band. And so we just encourage you to come down. We've got lots of things for adults to do. But the most important thing out of all of that is that we are leading your children, your teens, and you into a deeper walk with God.
Awesome.
So there you go. And if they want to know more, the best place to go is obmcc.org. It's obmcc.org. And they're going to find out all kinds of things that are going to be happening and that are available to them, and study aids that will help them grow in the Lord.
Awesome. And Danny Gokey coming to Only Believe. All right, Pastor, we'll talk with you one more time tomorrow morning. Thanks for the morning munch this morning, and God bless. And again, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Hey, God bless, guys.